and we helped German farmers. That's true. And after that, during that time, we were drafted into the real army, and there I worked at the, which is called Maschinensatz, as a machinist, so to speak, to learn how to turn on motors on and off and learn all the knobs and so forth. And that was a strict, I did not realize how strict it really was until I came to the thought that disagreed with some of the government's rules. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly the war was over, in which we experienced I experienced to turn on the machinery and the electronic or whatever directing went through some transmission. And we had the opportunity to turn on our Scheinwerfer, it was called. What is it today?
Floodlights. Spotlights.
What would you think?
I think we'll translate that away to Scheinwerfer,
That was a light which when it was turned on by my machine, mm-hmm. and a girl who sat on the other machine, mm-hmm. Directed the light, mm-hmm. to search or to directly hit the plane,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we had the opportunity to do that on many occasions. Not too many, but enough. And
so we were actually doing this while there were
air raids? Yeah, I was in under the motor,
mm-hmm.
organizing the motor and did turned it on in the end. That was my job. And the next girl sat in on another turnable machine. This machine searched for the airplane, and when they had it in focus, I got the signal turn on my motor, and then that machine had the plane directly in focus,
mm.
and then that was our job, and that is what I did until the end of the war,
mm-hmm.
And then suddenly the war was over, and we were suddenly free to go wherever we wanted from our place, and that was in Czechoslovakia. And our whole flak unit everyone was suddenly released, sent wherever we wanted from wherever we were.